Welcome to the iPod, a podcast series from Ophthalmology Times, where we engage with key opinion leaders about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management. Our next episode features Mark Mathias, an ophthalmologist from Children's Hospital, Colorado. He offers insight as a retinal specialist in managing cases of inherited retinal dystrophies in pediatric patients, and provides an update on the rapidly changing treatment landscape thanks to ongoing clinical trials in novel IRD and genetic therapies. Take a listen.
So we're joined today by ophthalmologist Dr. Mark Mathias from Children's Hospital, Colorado. Welcome to you. We wanted to have a dialogue today, I guess, to talk about how ophthalmologists and parents can have a conversation about how the new clinical trials for novel IRD therapies, as well as the genetic therapy that may be essential in determining their eligibility. So first, can we just take a little bit and talk about what are the types of cases of inherited retinal dystrophies that you typically see in your practice?
Yeah, sure. I'm one of our retina specialists here at Children's Hospital of Colorado and University of Colorado School of Medicine. And I see patients from, I see both adult and pediatric retina. So I see, you know, patients with inherited retinal disease from infancy to adulthood. And that spans the entire spectrum. Some of these diseases affect patients at a very young age. Those include diseases like Leber's congenital amaurosis or kind of childhood onset retinitis pigmentosa to later onsets of RP. You know, other common diseases we'll see are Stargardt macular dystrophy, things like congenital achromatopsia, other diseases like Best disease, cone dystrophy, pattern dystrophies. It really spans the whole spectrum of inherited retinal disease across the board.
And are these patients that are generally referred to you or part of your practice, how do they come to you?
Yeah, they're generally referred. You know, certainly, you know, my particular field as a subspecialist, you know, I'm typically getting referrals from outside ophthalmologists, including pediatric ophthalmologists and pediatric optometrists. And we have a fairly robust referral base here in Colorado. We you know, there really aren't in several surrounding states around. We really don't have an inherited retinal disease specialist or any pediatric retina specialist. So we tend to see, you know, many of the young children from surrounding states and within our own state here.
So before we dive into some of the newer, you know, therapies that are being explored and applied, what are some of the current management strategies as of now or previous, you know, leading up to this moment that are applied with these patients?
You know, unfortunately, you know, there really has been a lack of effective treatment for inherited retinal disease in the past. And, you know, the important thing to know is that's, you know, actually been rapidly changing. And, you know, I think, you know, many eye doctors and patients still feel like there might not be a lot to do for these patients. Historically, we've really, you know, kind of monitored these patients. We tell them the diagnosis and do, you know, work up to confirm the diagnosis. And ultimately, without much treatment options, we, you know, typically follow them for rates of progression so we can give them, you know, most patients want to know what's the prognosis, when are they going to lose, if they are going to lose their vision and there is no cure treatment, when will that happen? And so, you know, following them yearly to kind of determine rates of progression has been important. There have been a handful of other therapies that have been evaluated for possible treatment. Those include things like for retinitis pigmentosa, high dose vitamin A supplementation, based on several studies that have been done over the past 20 to 30 years. And, you know, data on that has been a little bit inconclusive. And amongst ophthalmologists and inherited retinal disease specialists, their particular recommendations may vary in terms of how they feel about that data. People have also looked at other supplements like lutein or omega-3 fatty acids or something called docosahexaenoic acid. And, you know, again, that data has been a little bit inconclusive. So the you know, it will vary whether that's suggested or recommended by their doctors. But, you know, the important thing is any of those therapies really don't have a a significant impact on disease progression or ultimate outcome and vision. So historically, you know, I think patients have, you know, they get frustrated. Sometimes they get lost to follow-up because they feel that, you know, they're just coming into the office to be told they're losing more of their vision without any opportunities. But that's rapidly changing. And that's really been exciting to see over the past 5 to 10 years.
That's why we wanted to dive a little bit more into that then, you know, with the advent of new clinical trials for these novel therapies, how has this whole dialogue changed with patients? What do you tell them, you know, whether it's parents or, you know, adults?
Yeah.
How does that conversation go now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the conversation's definitely changed, and it's changed in many ways. You know, I think a lot of patients and parents come in prepared. They, you know, we live in a digital era where there's a lot of information online, and, you know, parents are, you know, patients are able to get some sense of possible treatments or even clinical trials. They may come in with that sort of information. But I, you know, what I tell people is you have this diagnosis, and you know, there are potential therapies and clinical trials that are happening right now, and you know, in the near future, the field of IRD clinical trials is rapidly expanding. And so, you know, the important thing is to figure out who, you know, I think it gives the patients and the parents hope that there may be something to modify their disease course. And, you know, the biggest thing that I think is changed is many of these clinical trials or potential therapies involve gene therapy. And we've known for a long time that inherited retinal disease are genetic in nature. You know, it has been a challenge to get genetic testing in the past. We have opportunities now that have really expanded the ability to do that. But, you know, many patients haven't had genetic testing in the past, including ones, you know, adults that have been diagnosed, you know, 10, 20 years ago and aren't necessarily new diagnoses. And so it's exciting to be able to offer them that. I would almost consider genetic testing now as a standard of care, or at least an understanding that from another eye care professional that you can refer to someone that has the ability to do that genetic testing for the patient. And by doing that, it really allows us to determine some of the, you know, patients that might be eligible for some of these trials.
Could you walk us through some of the steps for genetic testing in determining which patients may be eligible to participate in certain trials?
In the last 4 years or so, we have, you know, two genetic testing programs that have been offered that are company sponsored, pharmaceutical company sponsored, and foundation sponsored, that have really allowed us to offer genetic testing in a much more streamlined fashion. In the past, you know, genetic testing is something that would depend on an insurance carrier potentially authorizing or approving the genetic testing. And in the lack of any FDA-approved therapies largely for these diseases, insurance companies, you know, don't necessarily like to pay for the genetic testing if there isn't a definitive therapy that can be offered. And they don't see a clinical trial necessarily as that. But we have two sponsored programs now. The first is through the Foundation Fighting Blindness, through a program called My Retina Tracker Program. And they've expanded this program since its inception 4 years ago. Initially, it was a study that was available to select physicians who had enrolled with the foundation to participate in an IRB-sponsored study that provided free genetic testing for patients. And we were able to offer that to all of our inherited retinal disease patients. They've now expanded that, and essentially any provider that's seeing a patient with an inherited retinal disease has the opportunity to enroll a patient in that program and offer them testing. The way the foundation-sponsored testing works is you can request a testing kit, a genetic testing kit from their partner, Blueprint Genetics, who does the genetic testing. They will actually, at no cost, mail you as many testing kits as you would like. And these can either be to collect a genetic sample through saliva, which is convenient for many providers and patients that can even do it from home, or it can be a blood draw, a blood sample. And then the provider can obtain the sample from the patient. They will get an informed consent from the patient to authorize the participation in the program and the understanding that they will be having genetic testing done. And they'll fill out a requisition form for the genetic testing lab. And the kit that is sent actually has a pre-packaged envelope and prepaid postage that can be then mailed to the genetic testing company. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks to get results back. They also offer free genetic counseling. So for any providers that aren't comfortable necessarily kind of reviewing the results in detail with a patient or would like help doing that, they offer through a telephone-based service called Informed DNA, genetic counselors who will contact the patient and review the testing results with them once they're back. So it actually is very streamlined, very convenient for both the provider and patient. You know, this testing program through the foundation is, I believe to date, you know, tested over, you know, sent over 8,000 tests over since the program started. It's really been possible through grants and funding through collaborators in pharmaceutical companies such as AGTC that has, you know, partnered with them to, you know, support this free testing. And the important thing is it tests for about 300 different genes or so. So we test for a huge number of genes that can affect the eye. The other program that's available and is very similar is sponsored through another pharmaceutical company called Spark Therapeutics. It's called ID Your IRD. And essentially the process is very similar. It's just a different alternative test. And it also tests for around 300 different genes. So that's, again, you know, actually very convenient and has made the process to offer this testing at no cost for patients very easy to get the genetic testing performed. Has really, really expanded research. And that's the important thing. It's expanded our understanding of these diseases, how many patients here in the United States have these certain inherited retinal diseases, some of them very rare. And, you know, it helps us target diseases for treatment as well, just understanding how they might progress and the prevalence of this in our populations.
It certainly sounds like it's definitely streamlined that whole process and an accessibility for patients for genetic testing. Are you able to highlight some of the various clinical trials that are in progress right now that may be applicable here?
The trial landscape, the clinical trial landscape for inherited retinal diseases has exploded, but it's really expanded very rapidly in the last 5 years. You know, as many of us know, the first drug that was FDA approved to treat any inherited retinal disease was a drug called Luxturna, which is a gene therapy for patients who have an early onset form of retinitis pigmentosa caused by a gene called RPE65. That was FDA approved in December of 2017. And certainly, you know, I have a lot of referring providers that have an understanding, a general understanding that there is something now available for patients who have RP or an inherited retinal disease, although they may not know exactly who that may be applicable to, that, you know, it does require a patient having a very specific genetic diagnosis, but it really has, you know, I think it's given a lot of momentum to the clinical trial arena. So currently in terms of what we're seeing, probably the two inherited retinal diseases that are the most advanced in terms of the clinical trials that are being done is a form of X-linked retinitis pigmentosa caused by a gene called RPGR. X-linked RP accounts for around 10% or so of all cases of retinitis pigmentosa, the vast majority of which are due to this particular gene called RPGR. We have several companies that are pursuing gene therapies for X-linked RP, including companies like AGTC, a company called Biogen, who acquired another company called Nightstar about 2 years ago, who was a group out of the UK developing gene therapies, and a company called 4DMT that's developing a gene therapy for RPGR as well. The second disease that's, and some of those groups are in phase, what we call phase two or three studies for FDA approval. The second disease that is, you know, the furthest along in terms of clinical trials is choroideremia. And we have a few companies pursuing that, including Biogen and 4DMT, that, and Biogen is currently in phase three clinical studies for that. And in terms of other diseases, we have other forms of retinitis pigmentosa that are being targeted, including a form of syndromic RP or Usher syndrome due to a gene called USH2A. There's a dominant form of RP that's being looked at caused by a gene called RHO or rhodopsin. And an early onset form of RP, or what we call Leber congenital amaurosis, there's a gene called CEP290 that's being targeted. And that's just a few, you know, that's, there are more gene therapies than those mentioned there that are in clinical trials. But those are some of the important ones, I would say. The important thing, I think, for providers and patients to understand is that, you know, gene therapy is one of the things that is being looked at to treat inherited retinal disease. For many of those, it does require a specific genetic diagnosis, and we have many genes that can cause some diseases like retinitis pigmentosa. There are other therapies beyond just gene replacement, let's say, that can be applicable to patients who have an inherited retinal disease. Those include things that are looking at like cell replacement therapies, or what we'd otherwise kind of know as stem cell therapy. There are two companies that are currently pursuing that and have clinical trials here in the United States. That's a company called ReNeuron that's based out of Boston, and a company called J-Site that's based out of California. And they're continuing to pursue clinical trials evaluating the use of what are called retinal progenitor cells to treat patients who have retinitis pigmentosa. And that's a gene-independent method to treat these patients. You know, the important thing with many of these trials here is that, you know, the eligibility criteria will vary by patient. I think one of the real keys that I think is important for people listening to this is that for gene therapy in particular, you know, our goal with gene therapy is to treat as early as possible the disease process, because by gene therapy, we're rescuing cells that are sick within the retina, but we aren't necessarily growing cells back that have died off. And that's, again, where this idea of cell replacement or stem cells may be more viable for more advanced disease, and gene therapy may be good for earlier intermediate advanced disease process. So there are several studies that are looking at treating patients younger. A couple of those, you know, one of the companies, AGTC, is really, this has been important to them for some of the diseases they're pursuing, you know, in their X-linked RP study that they're evaluating. They're the only company that allows enrollment down to 8 years old and older. That's a disease where patients can have moderate to significant vision loss by late teenage years and early 20s. So I think it's important to treat earlier there. They also are treating patients with a disease called achromatopsia with two side-by-side gene therapy studies. And they are enrolling patients that are between the ages of 4 to 8, as young as 4 to 8. So I think it's important for us to, you know, consider early referral to inherited retinal disease specialists, early genetic testing. The earlier we're able to make that diagnosis and provide that information to patients and or parents and have that conversation about what may be available in terms of potential therapies and clinical trials, I think is particularly important for gene therapy.
And lastly, what are you most excited about or most passionate about with regard to these novel therapies for inherited retinal disease?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's really all about the patients, honestly. I mean, these are diseases that are tough, and it's a very difficult diagnosis, particularly in the pediatric age group. It's very, very difficult to watch parents try to cope with a diagnosis and see them, year after year as there's some decline in vision in a child and they're struggling more in school. And we, you know, we certainly send them early for low vision therapies, which is really important and key in terms of getting them through school and special support. But the opportunity to at least give families hope, and now some, not just hope, but some actual, you know, tangible progress that we're, you know, for some of these patients able to actually offer them enrollment in a clinical trial if they'd like to participate. So that really, for me, has been exciting. I've had the opportunity to see and follow, you know, and manage, you know, several patients that have been treated with Luxturna. And it's really been an amazing process kind of seeing that, particularly the children that have been treated, and see, you know, how the parents have been able to see their child actually improve and be able to actually be a normal child in many circumstances. And so it's just amazing for, you know, for some of these really devastating kind of retinal degenerations to be able to see that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the iPod. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll see you next time.